Hello and welcome to the Rails Envy podcast. I'm Jason Seifer.
And I'm Greg Pollock.
We want to welcome everybody to our first podcast. Every Tuesday, we'll be bringing you the latest news from the Ruby and Rails world. The Rails Envy podcast is sponsored by the Pragmatic Studio. You can check them out at pragmaticstudio.com. The JRuby compiler is now complete, which means that you can now compile Ruby code to Java code. This is pretty big news for the Ruby world, as it marks the first time that Ruby code has ever been compiled. The cool thing is it can run compiled code, interpreted code, or both at the same time.
Cool. And while you're developing your JRuby on Rails application, you can now download the Glassfish Rails Preview Release Gem. It's basically a 3-meg Ruby gem containing the Glassfish server and the Grizzly connector for JRuby on Rails. It installs a Glassfish Rails script in your JRuby's bin directory, and that's pretty much it. You can run that, and you've got a production-ready server.
By just running that one command?
Yeah, just that one command.
For those of you needing absolutely no downtime between deployments, the Seesaw gem was recently released. Seesaw allows you to perform a rolling restart of your Mongrel cluster without dropping a single request. Once you tell Seesaw to restart your site with Mongrel Rails Seesaw Bounce, it'll first change your web server's proxy configuration, so it'll only serve requests through the front half of the cluster. It then gracefully restarts the web server, so the new configuration takes effect, and then restarts the back half of the Mongrels. Basically, it's seesawing between the new code and the old code, and then restarting everything gracefully.
That's pretty cool. Did you know there's multiple ways people can try to hack your Ruby on Rails application?
No, I did not know that. Unless, of course, there are any potential clients listening, in which case, yes, of course I knew that, and I just code around it.
Of course, Jason. The Ruby on Rails Security Project blog posted a Ruby on Rails security cheat sheet, which all developers should really take a chance to read through. From session hijacking to cross-site scripting, the site covers all the exploits and gives suggestions on how to fix them.
Recently released was WebAstrano, which is a web UI for managing your Capistrano deployments, and it supports all the different stages that you might need. The really great thing about WebAstrano is that not only does it let you do deployments, it also lets you track who is doing the deployments.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So it's like deployment logging?
Yeah, sort of like deployment logging.
As DHH noted this week on the Ruby on Rails blog, the Rails tool space is heating up. There are an increased number of IDEs out there which are finally giving TextMate a run for their money. What are you using these days, Jason?
I still use TextMate. I've tried NetBeans and Komodo as well. The thing that really consistently stops me from switching is that no IDE yet supports TextMate's key bindings right out of the box.
Yeah, I definitely try out any IDE that picks up on TextMate's conventions.
Hint, hint to all you IDE makers out there.
Yeah.
All right now, baby. We're going to take a minute and talk about Sexy by Grace. Sexy by Grace. Sexy by Grace. I'm going to take the sexy voice off to actually talk about this.
Oh, come on. Too sexy. Too sexy.
As PJ from Air the Blog recently said, I'm not here to make things sexy. I'm here to make migrations drop-dead gorgeous. Let's get it on. He released something called Automatic Migrations, which looks at your schema.rb and your database tables and figures out what needs to be changed between the two of them.
So does it actually create a migration for you?
No, it doesn't create a migration for you, and in fact, you can still use regular migrations. What it does is it kind of syncs schema.rb with your database.
So you basically make a change to the schema.rb, and then you run a script, and it updates your database with whatever changes you made.
Right.
So okay, cool. Much to give. Understand me, sugar. In case you haven't heard, FiveRun's recently released RM Install. RM install takes the pain out of downloading, compiling, and installing a full-featured Rails stack. So the next time you go to set up a Rails production server, definitely check it out. You can get up and running within minutes. And it comes with everything you need for your Rails installation. You've got MySQL, SQLite, Subversion, Apache, OpenSSL, and Image Magic with RM Magic. Hey, Jason, you've had some problems compiling RM Magic, haven't you?
I would describe it as a lot of pain and suffering. We were talking to Bruce Williams at the Lone Star Ruby Conf, and he said there was actually some debate about whether or not to include RM Magic, and I'm pretty glad that they did because it's really quite a fun time to set up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a bit of a memory hog, but there's a lot of really cool things you can do with it, which you can't do with any other graphics library.
In upcoming events, the Pragmatic Studio released their fall training schedule recently. The first one coming up is Test-Driven Development with Rails, and that's October 17th to 19th in Columbus, Ohio. It's being guided by Jim Wyrick and Joe O'Brien. Jim Wyrick is the father of Rake, and I hear there's a great tutorial up on the net at railsenv.com. End of shameless self-promotion there, huh?
Hey, Jason, do you read the Vitamin blog?
Why, yes, I do, Greg.
That sounded really fake. The Vitamin blog. The Vitamin blog's really cool stuff. It's all over the place. You've got stuff about graphic design, web apps, and entrepreneurship. And last Tuesday, they actually put out a great startup story about IamThere.com. So if you're thinking about creating a Web 2.0 application, or if you're getting ready to launch one, there's definitely a lot to learn from the articles over there. It goes through the whole design process and what they learned along the way.
And actually, there's been some great articles all throughout there by people like Jason Fried. How do you say it? Is it Fried or Fried?
I don't know.
StoryRunner has recently been integrated into RSpec on Rails. That's kind of all in the works right now.
Is that like RBehave?
Yeah, it's actually, it is RBehave. They kind of merge the two together, which I think is really great because one thing that RSpec has been missing has been integration tests. That's kind of the last leg of everything. What's great about RSpec as it is it lets you test everything in isolation, and that's why having integration tests is so, well, integral.
That's pretty cool. Also, last month at the Orlando Ruby User Group, I gave a talk on behavior-driven development and test-driven development, which we'll be putting up on the RailsNV.com blog later this week.
Speaking of RSpec and shameless self-promotion, David Black recently put up a post on his blog talking about bang methods and their proper use. Bang methods being a method definition that ends in an exclamation point.
Like, save! Right?
Which is the louder version
of
save.
That's the louder version of save.
A lot of people seem to think that bang methods are any method that changed the receiver, when in fact... Dun, dun, dun. But in fact, a bang method really only means to flag that it's the dangerous version of an otherwise safe method.
Ooh, danger.
That's right. Bang methods are the bad boys of Ruby methods.
For those who want to make sure their application is ready and compatible with Rails 2.0, Mislav Baranek wrote up a nice little Ruby script that will look through your Rails app and let you know exactly what you need to do to prepare to upgrade to Rails 2.0. You can find a link to this script on our podcast page at railsenv.com.
And speaking of Rails 2.0, the Rails 2.0 preview release is out. It's been described as evolutionary rather than revolutionary, but don't let that fool you because there are a lot of great enhancements in the Rails 2.0 preview release. All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening. We'd like to thank our sponsor, the Pragmatic Studio, which, in cooperation with Pragmatic Programmers, offers public training on cutting-edge technologies, including Ruby, Rails, and Erlang. You can check them out at pragmaticstudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Rails Envy podcast, and come back every Tuesday for the latest in the Ruby and Rails worlds.